This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
If you look at what happened in Tiananmen Square back in 1989, thousands were shot dead and run over by army tanks there in the college area when they simply came out and said, we want to be able to vote. We want to be able to have representative government.
In 1986, the chairman of the Communist Party, by the name of Hu Yaobang, who is sympathetic to the students' debate and democracy movement at that level, was stripped of his position and put under house arrest. And when that happened, China came into a relatively repressive period when all the debate had to go underground, and which caused a lot of tension, and that built up till the spring of 1989, when Hu Yaobang unexpectedly died of a heart attack. And that, as you all remember, was the event that triggered Tiananmen Square demonstrations.
Those days, as a 21-year-old student leader marching on the street of Beijing and occupying Tiananmen Square, we not only had the support of the Chinese people, we had the support from all over the world, particularly in the democratic countries. Clearly, you felt we were fighting for the same as you had fought for and lived by. It felt like history was on our side and victory would be ours soon. On June 4th, 1989, the Chinese Communist Party sent troops to massacre the people it claimed to represent. In order to save its own skin, the Communist Party brutally suppressed freedom of expression and crushed all dissent. It has continued to rule since then at the barrel of guns using fear and lies.
The People's Republic of China is not a republic, neither is North Korea. It is a Politburo Central Committee dictatorship of the grandchildren and the children of the people who overthrew and took over China in its weakened position from the Japanese at the end of World War II, and leftists in America and major foundations backed that so the robber barons would have a country with hundreds of millions of slaves to be able to leverage out the rest of the world economy. And now it is the China century, according to the anti-American globalist at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Will the 21st century be the American century, or will it be the Chinese century?
The Chinese are moving up fast. There's no doubt about that. I was there just about a month ago, and the change in 25 years, because it was 25 years ago that I was first there, is extraordinary.
What would be the consequences, in your opinion, if Trump were to confront China on trade?
One can expect that people like myself and those leading Americans who for eight administrations have pursued a common policy will continue to believe in those principles and will continue to advocate them.
But we're beginning to see signs that the fabric of how we've finessed it is beginning to fray. So I actually think it's possible not just an economic confrontation with China, but also a political and strategic confrontation in ways that if you had had me on the show 1 or 2 years ago, I would not have predicted. This relationship has deteriorated significantly in a short amount of time.
The folks in Hong Kong said when they build this bridge that took 5 years, biggest bridge in the world, on the mainland here will be used to bring in tanks and troops. And the bridge hadn't even been completed 2 months when tanks and armored vehicles and hundreds of thousands of troops per week began pouring in a few months ago. Again, it got completed, 6 months ago? They began pouring in right after that. And they've been pouring in hundreds of thousands every week since then. No one knows the full number, but it's reportedly over 1 million. Because very few leave back to the mainland. They've been massing troops there.
Look around us. The societies that have made the most spectacular progress in the shortest period of time are not the most rigidly organized, nor even the rich.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Last night, my phone began blowing up at a level that I've never seen before. And that was everybody freaking out about a woman in New York at an AOC event saying that we need to kill the babies, we need to get rid of the babies for the earth. And then she went on to add, we need to eat the babies. Now, the minute I saw it, I said, this is a 100-level troll. This is the highest-level troll because the woman did a great job doing it, and what she said is what they're actually pushing. But the way she laid it out, it would explode. And then because it was fake, the media would then attack it and say nobody wants to kill the babies. That then opens it up to the fact that Bernie Sanders has been running around saying that we need to get rid of the babies in the third world to save the earth, particularly the brown babies. And we are keeping babies alive and selling their organs, and all these Democrats are saying too many kids are killing the earth. And this is their real policy. But the big takeaway is that AOC was nodding her head while a woman was speaking and agreeing with her and then not decrying it. So that is the big, giant takeaway. But the troll carried out by the LaRouche organization was expertly executed. Now, you can say what you want about the LaRouche group. They're always being demonized, and I don't agree with some of their solutions. But their analysis of how the global government works and their analysis of how British eugenics became the world policy and how Hitler was a spinoff of that, that's totally true. I separately studied history before I ever even ran into the LaRouche work, when I'd been on the air a few years, and found the analysis of how the world works was just quotes and documents and statements. I mean, a lot of Ronald Reagan's views were formed by Lyndon LaRouche. He would fly many times weekly to meet with Reagan in his first few years in office, and then so would the CIA director. Of course, LaRouche had been in the OSS and then in the CIA in Europe. And so LaRouche had been inside the globalist system and was obviously fighting it. He got put in prison for not paying a credit card statement on time in his organization. I mean, I've experienced the same type of stuff they're trying to do to me to put me in prison. So it's usually a good sign when somebody's political, the system's trying to put them in prison if the system's corrupt. But I don't want to go off down a LaRouchean rabbit trail here. That's who went down. I'm going to play the clip in a moment, and just got up and basically mirrored back on them what they're saying, And it goes on for 2.5 minutes, and then they finally come and take the mic away from her. I've gone and watched much of the town hall she was having. They were letting other people talk about 30 seconds. They let her go and go because they liked what she was saying, and then she sounded so distraught. They're like, oh, it's okay, because they're like, oh, our propaganda's worked too good on her. Because AOC and Beto, they're all just following a rule of 12 years, 11 years. It's all going to be ending now. It's 7 years, 6 years. Now, if we don't pass carbon taxes in 3 months, we're all dead. And that's what Greta Thunberg was saying through her mentally ill, autistic Hayes. Very, very sad. And so this woman was expertly mirroring, the German accent, the whole nine yards. She did a great job. She ought to get an Academy Award because she acted just as hysterical, just as stupid as these Soros-funded puppets are. We're going to go to break and come back and get into the raw clip of that. And then Rob Dews put together a very excellent piece. You need to go to band.video. Or newswars.com to find it. We've been having DDoS attacks for about a month straight every day, and it started at 7 a.m. And we've got everything on cache servers, so articles that were already up are already up, but we're not able to get into InfoWars because there's millions of visitors a second that aren't real. And so the cache system is up, but InfoWars is basically down. I mean, that's just the daily occurrence here of the attacks. I'm not going to list them all. You know about it. You see what happens. It's now happening to President Trump. It's happening to the Republican Party. It's happening to the NRA. Because they sit there and let big tech do all this. And big tech and the globalists and the stay-behind networks that Obama and Hillary left in charge are doing all this. And they're directing it. And they have congressional hearings bragging they're directing it all. By saying we're Russian agents, they're able to use the power of the CIA against us. Of course, they're actually globalist agents, and their big weakness is that they're against this country's existence. So they spin it that we're the foreign powers and we're the bad guys, which, of course, is completely asinine. But that's the type of thing that's going on. So this was a perfect troll, and it just makes me feel happy to be alive. You know, there's other smart people out there doing smart things. And you know, I've said the way to defeat the globalists is what we did 3 years ago. All of our listeners going into Democrat events and bringing up that they want to confiscate our guns, that they want to kill babies after they're born, partial birth abortion, post-birth abortion, and that Bill Clinton's a rapist, and all the other issues. We just take over their events and show that they're giant frauds. Or that Hillary ruined Libya and, you know, Africa and is a war criminal. Well, Elizabeth Warren's being shouted down everywhere in airports, town halls. AOC is being trolled. The squad is being basically legally and lawfully hunted by the truth everywhere they go. Just everyone, you listening, check the newspaper, check the local candidates' websites, members of Congress that are globalists, presidential candidates. Go to their district. Go to D.C. If they're in your district, go confront them. Dominate them. This is how we are going to defeat them. This is how we are going to stop them, is with human action and then putting it in cyberspace, triggering a mass movement against them. The Joker that I went and saw last night, it was exactly what I was told from those that had read the script. It's meant to cause mass leftist French Revolution riots, killing of anybody that's middle class, and killing the police, an overthrow of civilization, and a release of incel mass mental illness. So it is designed to cause mass shootings. It's not that people are hyping it's going to cause mass shootings, and then that's going to cause mass shootings. It's designed to cause the breakdown of society. I told you that I sent a representative to Sundance this year. They did not even hide the fact that they are being funded to trigger overthrow of America and the breakdown of civilization. Pure poison. So we're going to be breaking all that down today as well. But they're openly saying kill babies. And Rob Dew stayed up late last night at band.video to put the video together, AOC's modest proposal, going back to Swift, writing, well, we got too many Irish, let's just eat their babies. And the British actually thought it was real at first and said, well, maybe we should eat the babies. Because the Irish were seen as subhuman. So, shock video, AOC nods at woman saying, start eating babies to save the earth. You scroll down to newswars.com. We have the boil down that we put together, and then we have the raw video as well. It needs to go viral. It's at newswars.com. We can't post it to Infowars.com. That's why I've created backup sites like NewsWars and PrisonPlanet.com and, you know, Paul's got his summit.news. Because there's so many attacks and so many things and so many lawsuits and so many everything, we've got to do this to just continue on to 2020 and to help leapfrog past their censorship and continue fighting. And again, they've banned Infowars.com on Twitter, on Facebook. You get slapped down for that. You can even get banned. Not banned.video, not summit.news, it's Paul's site, and not things like newswars.com. So, again, that's the real power here. They're fighting to keep your information getting out. They're fighting from keeping all this amazingly truthful, high-quality produced videos and articles from getting out. But you can override them. So, please, on your Twitter, on your Facebook, on your email, on your text message, your word of mouth, release the info war. It's not going to be easy. They're not going to give us our freedom back. We've got to take it back. I'm counting on you to do it. I need you to step up now at newswars.com with this AOC praises eating babies.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Already October 4, 2019. Hard to believe we're about to be in the year 2020. And the quickening that's happening, the informational, societal, cultural, spiritual singularities that happen during times of massive change historically is here. We're in a major sea change, a major global realignment. And the old order had a plan to try to have the end of history. They had a plan to stop quickenings. They had a plan to stop human rebellion to their plan to take free will. And that's what this whole technocracy, whole world government system is. Not science and mathematics, technology, machinery to empower humanity, but to end humanity. The final revolution. We're putting together a special report with Bernie Sanders talking about killing the brown babies and all the other Democrats talking about how they want to forcibly reduce our population and Fox News saying don't have children, they're bad for the planet, and hospitals heating themselves with the bodies of dead babies and baby parts being sold and babies being kept alive. And then a woman gets up and says, okay, well, you say we're all dead in 11 years, AOC. The other fearmongers compete and say it's 11, it's 10, it's 9, it's 8, it's 7. We're down to 7 years and 2-3 months, and we don't pass a carbon tax now. We're all dead. Run for the hills. This total hoax on its face. You get a woman up there. I'm going to cover it next segment. I have several special reports I want to get to. I don't have time on this one. And the woman gets up there and says what they're saying, but because she didn't mean it, now they're saying it's a hoax. No, she's just saying back at them through satire, through Jonathan Swift's 1729 essay, A Modest Proposal. Because they were starving people to death on purpose to control their population. That was in the newspapers at the time. So he said, well, hell, since you're starving the Irish out with your taxes and regulations in Ireland, why don't we just eat their babies? Let's just go one more step. So that's all the folks over at LaRouche did. And so now they're going to have to defend saying, oh, we don't want to eat babies. We just want to kill them and then take their organs, which is just as bad. In fact, that's absorbing someone, robbing them of their life so you have life. That's eating a baby. Taking a baby's organ after it's born or before it's born, it's the same thing. But taking their organ, killing it so you can live, is the same thing as eating something. In fact, it's even more intimate, isn't it? Your stomach takes alien stuff in, takes what it wants, craps out the rest. When you take a kidney or a liver or a heart, you're really 100% taking it on, aren't you? It's the most intimate thing, more intimate than sex, more intimate than even giving birth in a way. So they're eating babies. That's coming up next segment. And then, boy, oh, boy, Tom Papert's done a great job. It's over at nationalfile.com. We just posted it to newswars.com. We can't post it to InfoWars.com because the site's effectively down right now. You can still go there and click the links to watch the live shows and the videos. For now, who knows how long? Seriously. Breaking, Nancy Pelosi's son was executive at gas company that did business in Ukraine that's now been indicted for securities fraud. Company co-founded by Nancy Pelosi's son charged with securities fraud. Oh, that's some big news you didn't hear about. National Files is a great site. Love the work of Tom Papert. He co-hosts with Will Johnson on the war, after the war room every night, after Owen with the firepower, 7 to 9. Pretty powerful. Find the live feeds at band.video or on the radio or TV satellites. If stations would love to pick up the transmission, it's hardcore. So that's coming up. And then Islamic convert kills four colleagues in rampage at Paris HQ report. I'm going to make a truthful observation about myself here, because I know you're doing it too, probably. You know, I've really dropped the ball and let them break my will. We probably have 10 articles a day about Islamists killing people in Europe, running over with cars, stabbing, shooting, bombing. Then a bunch of articles about raping little kids and kidnapping them. Pooping in pools, just all the regular stuff, sexually mutilating little girls. And I just don't even cover it anymore because I just can't handle it. It almost feels like I'm tattletaling, you know, like, because I don't like Muslims or whatever. No, it's not that I don't like Muslims. I don't like Islam and the cult and what it is or what it became and the fact that it wants to conquer me. But it just kind of becomes like a, you know, sick thing. Like, okay, whatever, just... Alright, you stab a bunch of cops and people screaming Allah Akbar, and none of that's in the national news. You have to go to the police reports. Just like every day some black person stages a race attack on themselves and the media says white people did it. As soon as it turns out it's staged and they're charged, you never hear it was black on white. You just hear, oh, this person made up this crime. I mean, it's just the media is so damn evil. We're going to go to break, though, and come back with all the news. There's so much today, and I want to open the phones up in your calls. And I really have a frustration, like 3 or 4 hours isn't enough. So I'm going to come in tomorrow, and I'm going to do a commercial-free show. Let's say 5 to 8. 5 to 8. I'm going to go live for 3 hours. And then I'm going to come back Sunday 4 to 6 like I always do, but I just have to come in more because I've been going through the hundreds of articles the last few days I didn't get to, and I mean there's just so much happening I've got to get. So I'm going to do that too. But first I'm going to get into this eye-opening moment of this woman saying let's eat babies that just firestormed everywhere last night. And then so I call some writers. I go, hey, you going to post that? And they go, oh yeah, we're trying. We can't. And again, it's knowing that every day the hackers hit us, every damn day trying to shut us down, and the Hillary Clinton law firms trying to shut us down. You know, I just want them off our back. I don't feel sorry for myself. I just want to beat them because they're such criminals. They're so evil. They're so out of control, and they want to dominate me and my family, and they want to dominate you. They want to usurp us. They have a desire to run our lives. And we don't have a desire to run their lives. We just want them off our backs. And listen, that's why I want you to go wild and spread InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and band.video to everybody. Put it on your barn. Put it on your car. Call and talk radio. C-SPAN. Go screaming at Hillary Clinton. I don't care. I want to beat these people. Also, we need funds. We make it real easy for you to support us. We have great supplements, great products, great protein bars, great coffee, great fluoride-free toothpaste, great water filtration, air filtration, and it's all 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points. A lot of these products are so low, we're not even making money on them because we're just so busy. We just did the sale.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The world was blown away. They were shocked by a woman in New York at an AOC fear-mongering event about you got to do what she says, with all her Rothschild and Rockefeller and Soros funding to establish a global carbon tax that's paid to the Chicago Mercantile, the London Mercantile, and the Frankfurt Mercantile, which are owned by private brokerage firms owned by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, with sub-brokerage firms owned by Barack Obama, Al Gore, and a handful of other top Democrats. When you see all this hysteria, where they want to put a tax on carbon and track and trace it for total control, they can shut down any civilization, any country, any company, any individual they want with it, but they also get all the money and the power. So AOC's up there saying we've only got months to pass the carbon tax and her new Green Deal, that's basically communism, that'll bankrupt us in a year, tax cow farts, hook bags on cows, shove tubes up their rear ends. I mean, I mention this because this is totally insane. But they've known that if you put something out totally insane, people tend to accept it because it must be reasonable because it makes no sense. You wouldn't be saying something so wild and so crazy unless it was true. That's why Joseph Goebbels famously said that you must tell a lie so big and so ridiculous, then people will believe it. And so we'll take them to newswars.com is where our article is posted. That's what we're going to put on screen, newswars.com. Shock video, AOC nods, as woman says, start eating babies to save the earth. And it's a very important article, because if you scroll down into the article, you'll see a video report that Rob Dew stayed up all last night to put together, titled, These People Are Demented, A Modest Proposal, AOC edition. And that's very important because Jonathan Swift, an author and literary master in 1729, wrote an essay titled A Modest Proposal for Preventing the Children of Poor People. And then it goes on to talk about how it's beneficial to take them and to eat them as a food supply. Now, Bernie Sanders says kill the poor children in the womb to save the earth. And we see the United Nations and all these groups saying that humans are inherently bad and we're keeping babies alive again to harvest their organs and then killing them so they can get a higher price on the organs. That is beyond eating them. That's totally using them up. And so we're already doing what he proposed as outlandish satire. But it triggered a debate about the dehumanization of Irish children being allowed to starve to death in England and in Ireland because they were seen as subhuman. And this is where a lot of the modern liberalism came from, of we should take care of everybody and not treat people like garbage. In India, people that are seen as lower caste are seen as subhuman still. People in China are. This is something that goes on all around the world. It's the West that tried to stop it. So we're always told how bad we are and how we're evil and racist because in the West we actually care about not trying to be like that. Around the rest of the world is still very barbarous. Africa still has slavery in four countries, black-on-black slavery. And I only raise that not to even put those poor people down, but to point out we're the best, the West. We invented freedom. And we invented women being empowered. And we invented not judging somebody off what color they were or what their background was, but off what they stood for, merit. And it revolutionized things. It's much better to have generals that came up through merit than instead of being fifth generation, they're little spoiled brats or rich people. But then you go to the extreme of, oh, well, just because somebody's other color, we put them in charge, not because of merit, but because of they're a different color. That's another form of royalty where not just because you're a British royal, you're put in charge, but because you're black, you're put in charge. And so you see how you replace one form of classism with another form of classism. And communism creates absolute nightmares and destruction. Western Christian Renaissance created the modern liberalism that did make us strong. Now we have modern leftism that's hijacked it, that's created a nightmare system. Big difference between leftists and liberals. Now, liberals today are leftist, so liberal is a horrible term and a horrible people. And the Prager University does an excellent job, leftist versus liberals. The difference between leftist and liberals, huge difference. Leftists are satanic, narcissists, obsessed with themselves, absolutely selfish to the max, that want to control every facet of your life. That's not liberal. Liberal is England 250 years ago saying we're outlawing slavery and we'll wage war on anybody that has slavery. Leftism is not liberalism. Excellent report. But let me start getting to these pieces of information. Let's go ahead and roll the raw video of the woman in New York talking to AOC. It's gone totally viral last night. Here it is.
May you raise your hands, please?
Okay. Okay. But we're not going to be here for much long because of the climate crisis. We only have a few months left. I love that you support the Green Deal, but it's not getting rid of fossil fuel. It's not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough.
And they are saying
so
that.
I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutants. Too much.
Back it up 10 seconds for me. This is master trolling. She's projecting back on the left what they're actually doing, but it is a little loose group doing it. Now, remember, in Washington State, they now are saying they're going to take dead bodies, process them into fertilizer, and put it on crops to make you eat your own kind. And it's about training you to be degraded, training you to not guard human life, training you that you have no freedom, getting past these taboos that have been set up, because when you don't have those taboos, you have a nightmare system. Don't have sex with children. Treat the dead with respect. Treat old people with respect. Don't target the weak. Because any system that starts doing that descends into hell immediately. And now scientists are saying at the UN, cannibalism is the way to save the earth. In fact, they just put it on screen. Of all these UN scientists suggest climate change could pave the way for cannibalism. So this is being pushed everywhere. In a big way. And so we have to be honest about what they're doing. When we come back, we'll play the full clip and analyze it and then get into AOC's modest proposal. It's posted at newswars.com as the second video, shock video. AOC nods. This woman says, start eating babies to save the planet. You can get it from newswars.com. And if you go to band.video, you can find the raw report and share it, which needs to be seen. Because I should have said this from the start of the hour. We have all these Democrats on video saying kill babies and the rest of it, actually agreeing with her. So that's why it's so bombshell. I probably should have gotten to why the video is so important, but I tend to leave the most powerful for last.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
The pharaohs, from time to time, would order a percentage of the slaves killed when they thought their numbers got too high. In fact, the Metallica song we were just playing, Creeping Death, is about Exodus in the Bible that tells that story of Moses. And archaeologists have now dug up the Egyptian hieroglyphs where they talk about ordering the firstborn sons of different tribes they controlled, killed. That's always a way to prove your dominance, is to kill the firstborn males of any tribe you've conquered. The Romans would just kill all the males down to about age 12. Some of their writings say this tribe's particularly mean. These Visigoths kill their boys down to 8. You ought to go read those. Julius Caesar wrote letters back to Rome about it. You can read those. Those are public. Just type in Julius Caesar's letters to the Senate. But today they put fluoride in that double hurts boys, 4 times as bad for black males, and look up the studies, and they put them on Ritalin, and they teach them to be effeminate or to have sex changes. Every firstborn son in Egypt will die from the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sits on the throne, the firstborn son of the female slave who is at the hand of the mill, and the firstborn of the cattle as well. Yeah, that's the response to the killing of the firstborn Israelite children. And, of course, it will be the elite children that die. That's the way the world works. History doesn't rhyme, it repeats. And so those that have God's countenance, those that have God's blessing, passed on by Christ to the Gentiles, will have the angel of death pass over us. But those who do not will die. The children will die. And not at our hands. Because the Pharaoh, the god of this world, is killing the children and has a hunger for them. And so God will send the final plague. And you look at the Hollywood people, way higher rates of cancer for their kids and all these elitists. Most of their kids commit suicide. They're cursed, already cursed. The real judgment hasn't come. So there's a powerful video up on NewsWars.com and Band.Video that I've been telling you about where Rob Dew, I texted him at 10:30, and I said, hey, tomorrow, he's a great researcher. I said, can you get the videos of Democrats telling us they want to kill babies up to age 3 and that they're parasites and, you know, heat babies and use the baby parts to burn in incinerators to heat hospitals? I mean, they don't need to do that. They just do it to have the idea that we use them as fuel. We suck them up. It's a vampiric ritual. And so Dew did it. These people are demented, a modest proposal, AOC edition. The reason I just keep harping on that is I want that to get out. I want people to see that. I want them to understand that it's not just this woman getting up and saying it. They are really doing it. This is who they are. Every culture goes into a decadent cycle and starts killing babies. Starts eating babies. And that's why Jonathan Swift, 300 years ago, while Malthus was running around at the same time, Sir Malthus, saying we need to kill the young of the poor. But the Christians, he said, won't let us kill them outright by the sword. So we need to crowd them in to tiny Warren buildings, hundreds to, 300 square foot rooms, so they kill each other with their diseases, with their pestilence. Go read what Malthus said. Malthusian, Malthus. You think all this stuff's new? It's not new. Plato, 2,300 years ago, wrote his Republic and said, kill the poor. Only let the elites breed. Put the poor in areas with disease so they die. He didn't write the allegory of the cave to free people. He said we need to project things on walls of fake reality and keep them chained in pits as children. And then we could mind control them. And the CIA later did that. Children from birth in facilities, raised up, drugged, electroshocked, programmed until they could do anything they want with them. We're following Plato's plan to rebuild Atlantis. But Atlantis was real. He knew all about it. These people aren't playing games. You think he put everything in the book? No, folks. There was a city with free energy and flying ships is what he called them. It blew up. The sky was dark for years. The planet was cold. It's all there. Giant explosion. Who knows what it was? But the point is we've been here before. Don't let them tell you any different. Civilization's been here before. Not as prolific. Not as distributed. And they're going back to where it's not evenly distributed again. Breakaway civilization. And, I saw a Tim Pool video. He's a smart journalist, but he's smart enough to play along with the system. So he doesn't get completely banned. Oh, he's a liberal. Yeah, right. Maybe a classical liberal. But he, like, made fun of me in a video, like, did an Alex Jones imitation that I think the cell towers are going to mutate us where we live with interdimensional demons. No, I said the cell towers are giving us cancer, and I showed you mainstream news. Then I said the elite establishment believes they're interfacing with off-world entities interdimensionally. And Joe Rogan has guests on, professors, saying universities have been doing those studies for 40 years. He had those professors on after I went on and exposed it. I'm not the one saying I'm communicating with interdimensional stuff. They're the ones that say they are. But see, it's all a funny joke. Oh, he says the frogs are turning gay. Ha, ha, ha. And interdimensional demons in the cell towers. I didn't say that. I showed mainline science about the cell towers, the 3G, the 4G, the 5G, on record giving you cancer. They got signs up around them now admitting it. There's a larger plan to exterminate us. It's all over the news. And a lot of people can't handle the truth. So they only want to tell part of the story, or they make fun of me as a way to get the story out there. That's fine. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. But the truth is every culture gets taken over by evil, and every culture believes they're sacrificing children to a dark entity that gives them power if they kill children. That's a historic fact. And just because Joe Rogan and Tim Pool can't handle it is fine. I like Joe, and I told Joe, I said, they're going to start demonetizing you, I'd say, in about a year. And then, even when you submit to them, they're going to take you over, because by the time you submit, you'll be discredited and hated, and then you'll be a slave, and it won't matter. You must challenge the censorship now, before it's too late. And then we can back them off. I told him that in his office 6 months ago to his face. And now he came out. They're demonetizing him and said, it's all about power. I even followed their rules and they are demonetizing me. That's right, Joe, because they don't like you having millions of people that tune in when you snap your fingers. They want all the power. And if you become their puppet, it won't be you anymore that actually talks to people, will it? You'll just be their mouthpiece. You'll just be a speaker, like you plug into the wall. Will Joe wake up before it's too late? Or will he watch the fumes of his reach dissipated until when they ban him, he has no more power left to resist them? Or would he resist them now? Joe's a nice microcosm. He wants to leave L.A. He knows it's killing his family. He wants to say what he wants to say. He's already bowed to them so much. But because he's his own person, and little glimpses of truth come out, and guests come on, and Joe opposes the censorship and the authoritarianism, it's not enough to tell us how great the New York Times is, Joe, and have their little operatives on that can barely talk. They want you to die because you're smart and you're strong. And they won't feel dominant until you are dead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.